It's 8 o'clock. We have 49 degrees, and we look for some fog to continue this morning, burning off by around 10 o'clock, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet this evening at City Hall. On their agenda is review of site plans for a development project along Ash Street and the Heritage House addition, as well as a review of a rezoning request and a request to vacate a platted alley. None of the matters require a public hearing. The meeting begins at 5:30 in the council's chambers at the Atlantic City Hall. Now, with regard to the Ash Street project, Marty Boos, owner of Boos Building and Construction LLC, has submitted site plans to build six single-family residential homes on 77,983 acres from 1405 to 1503 Ash Street. The project is estimated to cost about $1.2 million. Officials say Civil Design Advantage, an architectural firm for Wesley Life, the owner of the Heritage House, has submitted plans for a 6,813 square foot addition to their existing 68,585 square foot complex. The proposed addition will be located at 1200 Brookridge Circle. In other business, the commission will review a request from a resident to rezone a section of land from 3rd to 4th Street from Hickory East to the alley between Hickory and Birch. The resident requests the section of land be rezoned to residential instead of light industrial. And the request to vacate an alley located north of 1st Street and west of Locust is from Terry Hepler, who has maintained that so-called Phantom Alley for several years. City Administrator and Zoning Administrator John Lund said the alley serves no connective purpose and is recommending the commission proceed with the process to vacate the property. The commission will forward its recommendation on each of the matters to the City Council for approval. Representatives of Iowa's educators will meet to discuss challenges they face and share their goals and needs in implementing broadband statewide to support 21st century education. This is the first panel discussion that will be broadcasted statewide and is open to public questions from all Iowans about broadband and education. Locally, residents can partake in the discussion through the Iowa Communications Network, or ICN, this Thursday, April 9th, from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. Broadband Matters, an initiative of the ICN, is dedicated to providing awareness of the critical need to connect every student with high-speed internet access. Broadband creates a culture in which learning becomes more interactive in and outside of the classroom, allowing for a more positive, collaborative learning experience. The discussion will originate in the Grimes State Office Building in Des Moines, and panelists include Iowa Department of Education Director Brad Buck, Howard Winneshiek Community School District Superintendent John Carver, Iowa Association of School Boards Executive Director Galen Hauser, ICN Executive Director Rick Lombard, and Iowa Community College Online Consortium Director Mark White. An anonymous donor's generous gift of $10,000 was accepted Monday night by the Lewis Central School Board. The Daily Nonpareil says a softball booster offered to donate the money to be used toward new dugouts for the high school softball field. The gift will cover the cost of the improvements, and the dugouts will be placed in the same place on the field. The upgrading would be done on weekends to avoid conflict with the softball season. Lewis Central School Board members also approved the 2015-16 fiscal year budget, which includes a 1.3% decrease in the overall property tax levy for the Lewis Central Community School District residents. Next year's levy was set at $12.76 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. Dale Crer, the district's business manager, said the budget assumes a 4% increase in state supplemental aid, which has yet to be resolved by the Iowa legislature. He said the Iowa Department of Management will adjust the budget should a lower rate or no increase be approved. Elsewhere in the news, a Union County man was cited over the weekend on an assault charge. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Michael Anthony Tucker of Apton was issued a citation Saturday evening to appear in court on a charge of simple assault. No other details were provided. The Glenwood Police Department says a local man was arrested Friday on drug and other charges. 26-year-old Marcus Armstrong of Glenwood was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while revoked, and failure to file SR-22. Armstrong was being held in the Mills County Jail on $3,300 bond. And last Saturday, officers with the Glenwood PD arrested 29-year-old Clayton Fritz of Pacific Junction on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Police in Creston report the arrest of 20-year-old Nicholas Payne Weckman of Creston last Friday afternoon. Weckman was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on Union County warrants for a controlled substance violation, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Weckman was unable to post a total of $6,300 cash bond and remained held in the Union County Jail on Monday. The Creston PD also reports 33-year-old Jamie Ray Hartman of Creston was arrested early Saturday morning for OWI first offense, and 22-year-old Miranda Faye Pedersen of Creston was arrested Sunday morning for driving while revoked. Both were later released on $1,000 bond. Fire investigators in Council Bluffs said yesterday seven dumpster and rubbish fires occurred overnight Sunday into early Monday morning. The fires were located between South 8th Street and 2nd Avenue to North 8th Street and Avenue D. The incidents occurred just after 10 p.m. Sunday through 3:30 a.m. Monday. Each of the fires was considered to be suspicious. A woman was picked up for questioning by Council Bluffs police and later arrested on one count of third-degree arson. She was identified as 31-year-old Drema L. Burson. The rest of the fires remain under investigation by officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department and Bluffs Fire Marshal's Office. Authorities say a 59-year-old man has died in a fire at his Western Iowa home. Lakeview Fire Chief Jim Garrels said smoking caused the fire that killed Glenn Halber. The blaze was reported around midnight and put out early Monday morning. Halber was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say two young boys died Sunday from injuries sustained when two vehicles collided north of Brunsville. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office said one vehicle was heading east and the other was traveling north when they collided at an intersection at around 8 p.m. Sunday and rolled onto their roofs. 9-year-old Aiden Perez Antonio of Sioux City died at the scene of the crash. Authorities say 8-year-old Sean Perez Antonio was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center, Sioux City, and later transferred to the Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha, where he later died. Six others were transported to Floyd Valley Hospital in Des Moines, in Lamar's. Their names and conditions haven't been released. The accident remains under investigation. Well, drought conditions are expanding across a large section of the U.S. from California to the Great Plains. The National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska said the area covered by moderate drought or worse expanded by nearly 5 percentage points to 36.8% during March. The drought monitor shows dry conditions broadened in the Midwest with 22% of the U.S. corn production area and 18% of the soybean area in some degree of drought. That's up sharply from early March when just 6% of the corn-growing area and 5% of the soybean region were in drought conditions. Dryness worsened during March in Colorado, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Two-thirds of California is in extreme to exceptional drought. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.